chronic wasting disease a continued concern. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.
We're now up to 7 positive counties and 4 high-risk counties in southwest Tennessee, and the high-risk meaning the CWD is not known to occur there, but it is within 10 miles.
Well, we've been hearing about the disease for about a year now, and chronic wasting disease, or CWD, continues to be a concern to deer hunters in Tennessee. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency is keeping a close eye on the disease, and project coordinator with TWRA, Chuck Yost, says the deer harvest for this year has been impacted.
The harvest was down about 10% compared to the year before across the state. So the entire state had about a 10% decrease. We had an even more significant decrease in the counties where CWD exists.
Yost says the lower harvest isn't helpful when it comes to maintaining CWD, but understands hunters' fears when it comes to this disease.
We believe that decrease is just a result of folks being unsure and nervous about the potential of CWD, them not being familiar yet with the new regulations, may not have even been aware that the deer seasons were changed and that they opened earlier, and just I think questions in folks' minds that have them hesitant about hunting.
Now, it's safe to say not all of us are deer hunters, but even so, Yost believes this is an issue we all need to pay attention to.
It has the potential of jeopardizing conservation funding because your wildlife agency is primarily supported by hunters buying licenses and fishermen buying fishing licenses. So CWD has the potential of hurting the hunter participation, which would mean less hunting licenses sold, which would mean less funding for the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. And with less funding means a lessened ability to provide programs at the level that the agency currently does.
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.